It was an interview with former Department of Natural Resources Secretary George Meyer that appeared in the Wisconsin State Journal this week that prompted the mining company's complaints of undue political influence on the permitting process. In the interview, Meyer said State Senator Chuck Quala threatened to stall Meyer's confirmation as DNR secretary back in 1999 if he didn't pledge to kill the Crandon mine. Quala says his comments on the mine were not a threat. He says he simply urged Meyer to do the right thing for the state's environment, which Koala believes is to block the mine. But Nicolet Minerals spokesperson Dale Albert says the alleged threat makes it clear that political influence has stacked the cards against his company from the beginning.
It is very suspicious and very disturbing that a regulatory process can be or may be influenced by external political or legislative pressure. I mean, this suggests that it's very difficult to have a fair and objective process if it is influenced by someone as powerful as the Senate Majority Leader.
But George Meyer told the State Journal he ignored Senator Koala's threat and instructed his staff to stick to the letter of the law in processing the mine permit. DNR mining expert Larry Lynch has worked on mining permits for the Crandon project for 20 years. He says if there's been political pressure on the DNR secretary, the staff has never felt it.
Our direction has always been do a thorough and complete evaluation using your professional judgment and technical expertise as the guide to determine what needs to be done and you know what the decision is.
An environmental activist who has fought the mine for years says politics have influenced the permitting process, but the influence has favored the mining company. Dave Bluen of the Mining Impact Coalition says the Natural Resources Board is made up of political appointees who have resisted efforts to strengthen state mining laws.
We've seen any attempts by environmentalists and conservationists concerned about the Crandon proposal to make changes to state mining law get rebuffed by the Natural Resources Board over the years. So I'd argue that there's already been political influence on the mine permitting process, and it's benefited the mining company.
Bluen also blames the mining company for delaying the permit process by refusing to submit information to the DNR about how contaminants in the mine waste might move into the groundwater after the mine is reflooded and closed. Larry Lynch of the DNR says the department is carrying out that analysis on its own. He says a draft environmental impact statement should be ready by early next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.